This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Okay, Tim Walz made it official today, about a seven-minute statement. He was defiant. He was emotional. He was defending his administration. He was criticizing the president. He was criticizing Republicans. But he's out. He didn't take questions, which I hated. I believe 100% he should have stood there and accepted questions. He's talking about maybe taking those questions tomorrow. Do you, Dean Phillips, believe that Tim Walz made the right decision today?
Oh, I do. And as you've asked me before, I think he should have made that decision months ago. And I don't think it's appropriate for governors to serve more than 8 years, two consecutive terms. It's a shame that we even have to have conversations about whether we should change our state's constitution, but he shouldn't have, even absent the crisis that he's facing right now. So I do think it's appropriate. I think that the way he handled this, I think, frankly, the way he handled the aftermath of the George Floyd murder do not reflect well on him. And it's on a lot of Minnesotans' minds. And I think it's good, always good, when a politician who's been at it now for about 20 years makes some space for others. And my hope, it's not my expectation, but my hope is that it does encourage names that we're not talking about right now to pop into the race. This should not be a ladder on which you wait your term for the person at the top to fall off or climb down. And that's how politics has, at least DFL politics, has surely become.
I want to get back to that in a second. I made this point with Adam. I want to make it here with you. I feel like that Governor Walz, once he became governor, he was late on three enormous issues. Let's just go fraud first. He was behind the story when clearly there were strong, strong signals of major problems taking place within the administration. I'm not asking him to root out every single example of fraud, but there were people approaching this administration on a regular basis. There was a crazy amount of money flooding in to every state. They did nothing. And when they had signs, they didn't. Then let's go to COVID. He held on to his executive powers months and months and months too long when we were starting to learn more information about schools and other areas when initially some of the decisions I agreed with, but guess what? We learned more. He was late on that and on George Floyd, which you alluded to. I'm not taking the mayor and the chief of police off the hook in Minneapolis, but a couple days into that, Arredondo reached out to John Harrington, and Jacob Fry basically begged Tim Walz, we can't do it. We need your help. And he was days late on that. When you have these seminal moments, if you're in that job, you cannot be chasing the story, and too often he was.
I think you just summed it up appropriately. And look, I'm speaking to you today as someone who voted for the Paycheck Protection Program during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
saved millions of jobs and small businesses. And we clearly recognized, Democrats and Republicans who voted for it, myself included, we recognized that there would absolutely be some fraud when you invest, in this case, you know, tens of billions of dollars into the economy to save businesses. With that said, you know, there's an old adage, to assume is to make a you-know-what out of you and me, right?
Yes.
You know, I assumed the SBA, you know, had controls in place to prevent fraud. You know, I assume the state of Minnesota had robust controls in place to prevent the most basic fraud and ensure that you have a standard by which 501c3s, NGOs qualify for the resources, and then an ongoing process to ensure that they're being used appropriately. We can't assume anymore. And that's why I also think it's terribly important that we start turning our attention to business executives of principle and competency who have experience with these types of really important controls to protect taxpayers, solve problems, and get things done. So,
kind of like a New York real estate guy?
Yeah, well, I guess I should probably have qualified that. But I'll tell you, but with that, even with that said, you know how I feel about Donald Trump.
Right.
You know, the way, what he is saying is, we have set up so many barriers, we have so many darn regulations, we have so many time-consuming challenges, and our adversaries, they make a decision in a split second. They can build high-speed rail. They can build cities and airplanes and you name it. And we have got to reconcile American democracy with the need for speed. And they're not mutually exclusive.
I agree with you.
But that's something we should talk
when
about.
When you see it in other countries, and we're still the best country on the planet, we're still the country where all three of us want to live, but you see how things get done efficiently, ahead of schedule. And then you see when these rail lines or hotels or cities or overcoming illnesses, and you're like, how come we have to go through 7,000 regulations? So I am with you. Listen, I want no part of Donald Trump as a person. He has demonstrated his failures in that area almost on a daily basis. But the concept of when he initially jumped in the race of a businessman who could take a different approach, it did intrigue me. It still does. So what is the Dean Phillips scenario where over the next 10, 20 years, when you want to highlight some of these folks, where we can cultivate more avenues for non-classic 10, 20, 30-year politicians to not just, as you said, okay, council member, now mayor of a city, now maybe congressman. Now it's just this pecking order, and it takes away a notable group of people who potentially could be great in positions where we need them.
You know, when I reflect on the founding of our country and our construct of democracy, you know, I think it's amazing that these 30-something-year-old men at that time put together a historically impressive new method of governance that served this country pretty darn well for two centuries. Now, I would say, though, that with the rise of President Xi, of Putin, of some of our adversaries that are operating in very different environments, you know, we're faced with challenges that our forefathers and foremothers never could have imagined. Mm-mm. And I'm afraid that if we continue to meander down the existing form of American democracy, we are going to be met with the erosion of our standing in the world, inactivity, and most importantly, massive corruption, fraud, and an erosion, frankly, of the America that we know. I'm troubled by Democrats who seem to say that the Republican Party is not pro-democracy. In fact, I think what I'm seeing play out right now in the Republican Party is what's going to play out around the world in democracies. And that is the further concentration of power in the executive branch and an erosion of checks and balances of the legislative and judicial branch. Is that the end of the world? Not necessarily. I think we're going to be facing the end of the world if we don't do something to change the dynamic that we face right now. So with all that said, that to me is the future I think we need to give thought to, electing a president, governors, mayors every 4 years. That is the check and balance, and have some controls. But I think we have to let executives who campaign on issues and programs and platforms to execute them, because you're not going to see the best qualified people in America ever run for office again, unless they can be effective. And right now, American democracy is antithetical to effectiveness.
Well, I'll add, I understand what you're saying about Democrats, and there can be some broad generalizations. But when you see a man who lost the election, and he sat there, and he fomented lie after lie after lie. And then when the Capitol was under attack, and he did absolutely, positively nothing except revel in it until his children had called him repeatedly, until he was letting Mike Pence potentially be harmed, and he said, who cares? And recently, Jack Smith borderline begs to testify publicly, and they were unwilling to do it. Then they release his testimony at like 3 o'clock on New Year's Eve. They're hiding it. So we can't – I don't want to broad brush every Republican like Trump, but Trump cannot – live down that part of his legacy.
In fact, you're speaking to someone who was trapped in the Capitol that day. And believe me, while his children were calling him, imploring him to act presidential and do something, mine and 20 colleagues' children were calling to see if we're still alive,
right,
for gosh sake. So believe me, I'm not celebrating this man. What I'm saying is he represents, I think, the future of democracies around the world, which is the further concentration of power in the executive branch solely in the spirit of getting things done. That doesn't mean that I'm a fan of his, but I do believe we have got to have that conversation and start planning for that migration. Congress is completely ineffective right now. I served in it. I saw why. You see the leadership. Their hands are tied. Whenever there's an issue in which Congress should assert itself, they never, ever
do. Some of that's on us, the voters, though. If we're just going to vote for the extremes. And if what are we down to, like about 30 races where it's actually up in the air for a Democrat or Republican? Yep. Now it's just who's to the furthest left in this one race and who's to the furthest right?
And everyone's complaining about the options. Well, you know what? There's an easy fix. We don't need to change the Constitution. We don't need a new regulation or a new system. All you got to do is go vote in primaries when we actually choose the candidates. And by the way, you want to know why we're facing this? It's because too many Americans sit at home on primary day. When you have 12-15% of people choosing our candidates, who are they going to choose? Who are the people getting out to vote generally in primaries? The farther left and farther right voters. If you just get out and vote in primaries, you will see a significant change in the caliber of candidates on the general election ballot. Mark my words.
So tomorrow is 5 years since January 6th, 2021. Okay, I want you to expand on that. Like, does that seem a long time ago? Does that seem like yesterday? And of what you witnessed, what was the most harrowing part of those hours?
Oh, boy, Chad. I did not realize it's already 5 years. On one hand, it seems like yesterday. On the other hand, it seems like a lifetime ago. But I can tell you that for all of us who were either trapped in the Capitol during it or members of Congress that day, I think we look at our lives and our country's life as kind of a before and after that very day, because we all knew something had changed, and not in a good way. And I do recall, I'll tell you, you asked about what it was like that day. You know, to have calls from your children worried about your safety, and then to come to the conclusion that your safety is clearly at risk, and then to be trapped for 20 minutes with no item to defend yourself. We had pencils. We grabbed pencils. That was the extent of what we had. And two officers with handguns that were up in the gallery where we were trapped. And to those 20 minutes were the longest of my life, I mean, I have to say. And it changed my understanding and compassion for those who've gone through trauma of any kind, because it changes you. You may not feel it that day or the next week, but it changes you from the inside. It changed me. It changed all my colleagues, Republicans and Democrats. And many of whom suffer to this very day. And I will tell you that I watched some Republican colleagues that day, some act in fear, running from the Capitol, others standing their ground and holding the line in the Capitol. And I think I may have told this story before, forgive me if I did, but I'll tell you the one now in hindsight funny memory is after 20 minutes when the Capitol Police implored and screamed at us to finally run across the hallway to the elevators that would take us to the tunnels and to a safe room. When we did so, in the hallway, there were probably 20 of the rioters, insurrectionists, laying face down on the ground with now Capitol Police with long guns pointed at them.
Yep.
Capitol Police officers screamed at about a half dozen of us to take the elevator to the sub-basement. That's where the tunnels are. And we got in the elevator. One of those with us was a new Republican member of Congress and a good friend. I won't name his name.
Yeah.
Nice guy. and he gets in the elevator and he pushes level one.
Mm.
And when I thought those 20 minutes were long, I got to tell you guys, those 15 seconds were probably even longer, waiting for that door to open, not knowing what we might see. Thank goodness nobody was at the door when it opened. And then we escaped. We ran across the hall, the tunnels into the Capitol, one of the Capitol office buildings, cafeterias. And you would never have known anything was happening. People in line having lunch, TVs on. And we ran in there with an officer with a long gun, and he realized he made a mistake. So then we had to run down a different hallway to go to the Ways and Means room. When I walked in there, which was very interesting, there was a combination of Democrats and Republicans in the safe room.
Yeah.
Colin Allred, the former NFL player, good friend of mine, a member of Congress at the time. He didn't have a weapon, but he unscrewed one of those stanchions, you know, like red carpet lines.
Yeah.
He unscrewed the post from the base and had that thing over his shoulder. I'll never forget it. Just in case. Just in case. And I watched with, I'll tell you what, I watched with Liz Cheney and a few others sitting in a back room of the Ways and Means Committee room, watching CNN, I think. We are waiting for the president to say something, as you mentioned earlier. He sat and let this happen for hours.
Hours.
And I remember when he finally came on, Liz Cheney stared at that screen, pointed at it, and said, he's responsible and we're going to hold him accountable. And the Democrats and Republicans in that room, Chad, that day, every one of us applauded. 6, 7, 8 months later, she had lost her position of power in the Republican conference. She had been primaried, and she was gone.
And she is an actual Republican.
And she's a Republican. She was the most conservative member of the Republican conference at that moment. By the way,
he's a rhino. He's a Republican name only. Let me just pause. One last question. We have to pause. Get something. If I would have called you that night at 10 o'clock and I would have said, while you're gathering all of your thoughts, I want to tell you something. Next election, Donald Trump is going to win and he's going to be president again.
I
would have said, what edible are you consuming?
You know,
it's not humanly possible.
You know, it reminds me of the night that Jesse Ventura was elected.
Yeah.
I was in Toronto. I was in the spirits business calling on the Toronto liquor board. And I'd come down with like the flu that night, and I went to sleep very early, but I left the TV on because it was election night. I wanted to see a one Minnesota election. And I woke up at about 3-4 in the morning, and you know, the ticker tape said that Jesse Ventura had been elected governor of Minnesota. And I kid you not, I thought I was in some type of a delirium induced, you know, flu induced delirium.
Yeah.
I could not imagine. So when you just said that, look it. Could I have imagined that Donald Trump would have been elected in 2016? No. Could I have imagined what happened in the Biden year, 2024? No. Could I imagine that Trump would be reelected? No. But, you know, we plan and God laughs.
Yeah, that's true. All right, we're late. Let's pause. If you have a text, you want to comment, a question, we normally don't take a lot of calls, but if you have a call where you want to implore Dean Phillips to run, you want to call him out on something, Dave's going to screen. This is your chance. Normally, we don't take calls when Dean is here. If you have a good one, we'll take them. So let's go. Bring it on. Bring it on where you agree. Bring it on where you disagree. And also bring it on and scare him about his wisdom teeth. In an hour and a half, there's going to be a Marathon Man episode. Is it safe? How many wisdom teeth?
Well, they say I have 3.
Yeah.
And how many will I have left after today? I won't. And frankly, I won't know. And by the way, should you ever believe a dentist when they tell you how many they removed if you cannot demonstrate for yourself?
This is also possibly his last coherent interview. We don't know what could happen at the dentist's office.
I don't know if I've ever had one in the past, but thank you.
37 past 2. Let's go. Text or call either way. 651-461-9226.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dean Phillips is here. Let's go right to the calls. Ren, thank you for listening. You're on CCO.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Afternoon, sir.
I wanted to say that, you know, Mr. Phillips, I'm really curious. You're just what Minnesota needs. And what is really holding you back from running for more, you know, another elective office?
Well, Rand,
I've followed your career from the beginning and have admired you from afar, and I'd be out knocking doors to help get you elected.
Well, Rand, first of all, thanks for the kind words, and I'm humbled. But I love Minnesota. I loved my time in politics, but I did not love my time navigating what I consider to be the disaster of the electoral system right now. And I just believe that the best value I can add to Minnesota, my children's future, you and your families, is to try to encourage a change so that future generations of good Minnesotans and good Americans want to serve and can serve with safety and integrity and effectiveness. And when I assess my strengths and weaknesses and my stage of life, I think I can be more effective in that capacity. Plus, I mean it sincerely. I want to help whomever is elected our next governor, Democrat, Republican, Independent, with trying to improve, solve problems, and bring reason back. But I do appreciate it. It's not in the cards for me, I don't believe, but I do believe we can come together behind someone who is cut from that same cloth and who wants to get stuff done. And that's up to all of us Minnesotans to elect that person coming up here in 26.
Ren, I appreciate it. Let's go to Julie next. Julie, go ahead. You're on with Dean Phillips here on WCCO.
Hello. I've been a fan of Dean Phillips and wish that he was my representative. Of course, he's not. He wasn't. But I've been looking for your information to call you and beg you to run for governor. We need someone like you.
I have his cell phone right here, Julie. Would you like me to give that out?
Yeah. Oh, no, but I told the person that answered the phone, I said, I've been looking for his contact information, and now I can tell him in person that he should run.
Well, thank you.
Not anyone else but you.
Well, you're very kind. And again, just as I said to Ren moments ago on the phone, thank you. By the way, my email is dean@phillipsforcongress.org, dean@phillipsforcongress.org. I get those emails. Whether you love me or hate me or indifferent, I'd love to hear from you. I'm not afraid of answering questions and engaging when I can. And I'm grateful for your kind words. There are a lot of people who could be amazing governors of this state who are being held back right now because of a system that eats people up, spits them out, and doesn't celebrate the attributes that I think we need so much. I will be playing a role in trying to address that, but not as our next governor. But I will join you, Julie, in trying to help promote that person, support them, and ensure that Minnesota regains its stature as one of the greatest states in the United States and place to live in the world.
Julie, thanks for the call. Let me ask you this. Let's say you don't run for president, and either you're in Congress or not, but you didn't have that entire experience where, again, I give you credit for the courage and the truth that you told, and the pushback that you received from Democrats was embarrassing, and also media outlets that are wholly working in partnership with Democrats. If that doesn't happen, do you think you have a different view and would potentially be running for governor?
You know, I think the answer is yes, if I'm being honest with myself. You know, I lost my birth father, Artie Peffer, in the Vietnam War. I was so lucky to have kind of lived on both sides of advantage and seen how lucky I was, and always knew that someday when that time came, I would stand up and serve my state and country in the way that I could. And it happened to me in 2016, after the election of Donald Trump. I thought that was the time to stand up and be a participant, which I did. Had I not done so at that time, I do think this would be a time where I probably would. But again, I've done it. I've seen from the inside what needs to change. And rest assured, everybody, and I'm grateful to all of those who have been encouraging me, I encourage you to turn some attention and help me and support me in trying to change the system and promote new models to encourage more people. Because you know what?
The right person.
You got to have the right people, but I got to, you know,
Chad, and the right opportunity. And the right opportunity is right now for you to jump in.
Thank you. But one person, we have a system designed, at least it was supposed to be designed, to prevent one person from essentially controlling this country. This president is as close to that as we have ever had in our history. Our country will not succeed unless we start recruiting, promoting, and advocating for hundreds, if not thousands, of public servants. That's where my focus is. Anything short of that would be a failure on my part.
Do you want Amy Klobuchar to be the next governor of the state of Minnesota?
You know what I want? I want to see a competition, Chad. I wanted to see a competition in 2024. That's what I was encouraging. That's why I jumped in the race. You know, I want to see a competition. If we anoint the next person in line, if you will, because Amy is Senator Klobuchar is at the top of the ladder, shame on all of us. And I mean that. Whether you're a Democrat or Republican, I think we need competition. I'd like to see some other people jump in the race, given afforded the opportunity to make their case, introduce themselves to the state of Minnesota, and not let the past, the status quo, if you will, dictate who the next governor is. We need competition, period. And I'm seeing a lot of Republicans step up. I hope we see a lot of Democrats, too.
I agree with you, and I think the Democrats have to worry that if they just say, Amy, it's your position, some of the centrists who have grown very fatigued by Walz, he's been in the system too long, he didn't address the fraud situation, and they might say, now, wait a sec, we've already had 20-some years of Amy Klobuchar. At the same time, if a Democrat reached out to you, somebody who has a chance, and says, I want to run, but look, she wins, here are four races. She won by 20, 34, 34, and 15. I don't think I have a realistic chance to beat her. Why should I jump in the race?
Well, that's the failure of this system right now, because look, she's not the incumbent, but she would have the support of an incumbency, if you will, more than anybody else. By the way, let me just be forthright. I'd rather see Senator Klobuchar stay in the Senate. She may well be the next Democratic leader of the United States Senate.
Probably not, though.
But she's going to be a senior member of the leadership team no matter what.
Yeah.
And I think it's important that we have some tenure in a system that promotes tenure as over talent, frankly.
Yeah, right.
But I'd like to see her at least be the voice for Minnesota in the Senate. And I would like to see someone with some business experience be the next governor of Minnesota so they can actually put into place controls to prevent fraud, systems, structure, management tools, accountability, so that dollars are not wasted. And we get things done. I just don't see evidence of the usual suspects on either side of the aisle, frankly, willing to do so. Now, do I see some up-and-comers? Yeah, on both sides. I'd like to see Julia Coleman, Republican from the western suburbs.
She said today with Adam she's not running.
I'm not surprised because of, I think, what you may have just said. But my point is we need to encourage those on the left and those on the right of competency to start rising to this occasion. And again, support a ticket can have maybe a business, someone with business experience, and like to see a lieutenant governor actually be part of a ticket where they actually
something.
Do something.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And let me jump in because I know you have to go, but I know you want to talk about a friend of yours, Don Knutson, who recently passed away, and just the high quality he was as a person, what he meant to you.
Yeah. Donnie Knutson passed away yesterday. I received word from his family. He was he had been living in the veterans' home here in Minneapolis for some time. He was a U.S. Marine, served with valor in the Vietnam War. And his family indicated that the time was short, so I took the first flight I could to get back home yesterday. And unfortunately, he took his last breath about 10 minutes before I arrived, but stayed with him and his family for 2 hours after that. When I walked in, Don had passed away, but there was a purple Vikings jersey on top of him, and the Vikings-Packers game was on the TV. He literally passed away watching the Vikings beat the Packers, probably out of surprise.
Yeah.
But I want to celebrate him because he is just the best of America. He actually grew up into a family of privilege, but he chose to enlist in the United States Marines and serve our country in Vietnam, and was a friend, the man that you want in the foxhole, a man of compassion, of decency, who took care of my own adopted dad, Eddie Phillips, drove him down to the Mayo Clinic probably 20 times, was always the guy there for everybody else, even when people weren't there for him. And when I was there yesterday, the most poignant moment was the stream of caregivers at the veteran's home that came into his room after he had passed, in tears, paying their respects to him and to the family. And it made me realize that the people caring for our veterans right now, caring for our parents and our brothers and sisters and grandparents and friends, are disproportionately immigrants. And yes, many of them in this community, African immigrants.
Right.
And for all of you listening right now who can take a step back for a moment and recognize the horror that we are subjecting so many of these beautiful families to and their children, is so un-American and so repulsive and so wrong that I'd be doing a disservice to Don Knutson and to myself and to the great state of Minnesota if I didn't remind people that you got to be careful how you cast blame and where you cast your stones.
And generalize.
In general. So I want to celebrate one of the great men in my life, Don Knutson, and service and sacrifice, and all of those taking care of people in the shadows of our great country.
I'm proud to call you a good friend. Thank you so much for coming in. You will survive the wisdom teeth.
Well, if I don't, I'll run for governor.
Yeah. We'll leave on that note.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.